Another day of attacks. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russian forces appear to still be intent on capturing the capital of Ukraine, though ground forces haven't moved much.
The Kiev center and suburbs were blasted again on Wednesday. Just a mile and a half from President Zelensky's residence, a building was shelled. Another 12-story building destroyed. While Russian forces remain stalled outside of the city, the suburbs get pounded. Yes, in the port city of Mariupol, another tragedy. A theater which was serving as a shelter for civilians, including perhaps hundreds of children, destroyed. No word on the casualties yet, but a hospital commandeered as a Russian shooting position also causing problems, and aid convoys were thwarted trying to get into that city.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. Panama's Maritime Authority says three Panamanian flagships have been hit by Russian missiles in the Black Sea since the invasion of Ukraine began last month. The Maritime Authority says one ship sank, but there were no casualties reported. The Justice Department reaches a settlement in dozens of cases stemming from the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida in 2018.
The settlement resolves 40 civil suits against the federal government for a total of $127.5 million. In February 2018, a lone gunman, Nicholas Cruz, who was a former student, walked into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and opened fire, killing 17 and wounding 17 others. Cruz has pleaded guilty. His sentencing is delayed. Victims' families sued, saying tips the FBI got before that shooting about Cruz weren't acted upon.
Fox's Cornell Scott, the settlement does not mean the federal government is admitting fault in the deadliest shooting at a high school in U.S. history. South Korea reporting a record number of daily COVID cases and deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
South Dakota's request for fireworks at Mount Rushmore is turned down.
The National Park Service denied South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's request yet again, citing opposition from Native American tribes and the possibility of igniting wildfires. Noem said she would continue a court battle to let those fireworks fly. She filed a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration last year over the same issue. President Trump gave the go-ahead in 2020 after a decade-long hiatus. The Mount Rushmore National Memorial Superintendent says, based on current drought conditions and the wildfire outlook, a fireworks event would not be safe or responsible. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
World Health Organization says the number of new COVID deaths reported worldwide fell by 17% in the last week, even as infections rose. It refers to a decline in infection that first began in January. The WHO says there were more than 11 million new COVID-19 infections last week. The biggest increase in cases were in the Western Pacific and Africa. As the average price for a gallon of regular gas tops $4 in Illinois, a businessman in Chicago was saying, this one's on me.
Chicago businessman Willie Wilson.
First one in line, they get $50 each, and then we go from there until it runs out. I think you probably get 4,000 or 5,000 cars during that period of time.
He's shelling out $200,000 for the gas at 10 locations across the city. Gas station owner Khalil Abdullah.
This hardship time. It's nice to get the free gas, but the gas prices are high.
But are they worried about people cutting the line and fights breaking out?
We basically have the Chicago police officers and things of that nature, their commandment. So we contact all of those as well.
Wilson says he may do this two more times this year. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks ended higher after the Fed raised interest rates. The Dow added 518. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.